Radio 93.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And every little thing's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right because we got our friends here from NAS Pensacola making sure we're safe and secure and taking care of all of us in this community. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
You know, I call Monday mornings Motivation Monday.
Hey, I like that. That's very good. We need to come up with a definite song for you.
Yes, ma'am.
So in the house, we have Bruce Cummings, who is our NAS Pensacola Public Affairs Officer. Roger Davidson is their guest. He is the Supervisor of Sexual Assault Response Coordinator. And you just heard from Ensign Sidrabel, am I saying that right?
Clarabel.
Oh my God.
Yes, ma'am.
Can we read it right? Clarabel. Let me make sure I pronounce this correctly.
Knyazhov.
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay, we got it.
Always some interesting stuff when Clarabel is in the house. Roger, at Fleet and Family Support Center at Naval Air Station Pensacola, the sexual assault response coordinator. We're going to talk about some great stuff. But before we get started on that, wanted to talk about something that I know is going to be important to this community, which, by the way, I think we're headlong into summer now.
Really? What's going on with the temperatures and the humidity? It's all there, isn't it?
I'm enjoying that one. I really, really, truly am because
there.
We went through 6 months, four months, give or take, where it was. And I still can't get over the fact that we had measurable inches of snow.
I can't get over it either. And I think it's completely messed me up now.
I think we're a little thrown off on that. But, just for everybody's situational awareness, we do have hurricane season rapidly approaching. So, do yourself a favor. Look at everything. Make sure you got a plan and follow up. We're going to be posting stuff on the Naval Air Station Pensacola Facebook page as well as our other social media outlets about some information that's probably important to you on that. On another note, somebody's back in town, all right? And that always increases the traffic around the base. The Blue Angels, obviously, do their practices.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check out the National Naval Aviation Museum's Facebook page as well as their website for schedules of when they're going to be flying. Now, that's a practice, just bear in mind, but one of the things that concerns us is the installation, is the access procedures to the gate. And there's a big change coming up that's going to happen pretty quick here in the May 7th. I know we were talking about it before, Ms. Kinesia. What was that going to be?
The Blue Angels practice or the Pensacola Navy days?
Oh, no, we've got a... The practices are going to, they'll go on as they always do, but access to the installation's areas of public interest, okay? So we've always got the Blue Angels practices and the Pensacola Lighthouse and the museum. If you guys haven't been out there, I highly encourage you to go check that out. But as of May 7th, the Real ID Act is set to take place. So, last I saw, the majority of people in Florida already have a real ID, but it's some of the other states that we're concerned about. So if you're listening to this on a podcast and you're planning a trip down to the Panhandle and you want to visit some of the great stuff that we've got going on out here in Escambia County, you're going to have to make sure you've got that real ID to get on board the installation, okay? So what that's going to be is your real ID or a passport. That's what's going to get you onto the installation. Think airport. Okay.
That's like a driver's license.
And my understanding now is that the driver's licenses that qualify in Florida have a star on them, correct?
A star. I think it's in the upper right-hand corner. Is that about right?
It's like a gold star, but it has to have that if you have an older license. That's not going to work this time.
Right. So that's what we're putting out there. I want to make sure everybody gets on board with that so they can see some of the great stuff that we have going on the base. There is one other thing I wanted to say. So I know I've been here about 10, 12 years, give or take like that. You've been here since breakfast.
That's right.
Okay. Roger, how long have you been on board?
Since lunch.
Since lunch. Okay. So they're relatively new. But one of the things that I've always thought was amazing about Pensacola and the air station is the relationship that they share. It's absolutely unparalleled. Been a lot of installations around the world, and I've never seen one where individuals are so... They love the military. So much so that this year and last year, there's a little thing, they're throwing us a party.
Yes,
Navy
they
days.
Are. are. Mm-hmm. Yes,
the
we are.
The Navy Days thing is coming about. So yeah. I know that there's some events that are going on, and I just, you know, from the air station and from some of the military presence that's on board there, I want to say thanks because that's just kind of awesome.
It is pretty cool.
You've been at some of the meetings and stuff that are going on right there. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with that. I know there's a run. What else they got going on?
There's the run on Saturday, May 10th. On May 9th, we have the gala and the golf tournament. I mean, this is my first duty station, and I think it's really set the bar on bringing the community and the base together. It's just truly incredible to feel so appreciated in the Pensacola community.
I just happen to have the schedule handy here. May 9th through 11th. So mark your calendars. Like he said, the golf tournament is on Friday, May 9th. And you've got the parade. There's going to be a Navy Days parade on Saturday, the 10th. Fun Fest at Plaza de Luna on the 10th. You've also got the gala, which is going to be happening. And they're going to have a 4K run walk as well. And touring the U.S. Coast Guard cutters is also part of the event.
Yeah, I know some of that should be coming down the pipe. So check out the Navy Days website for more information on those. I think that will be
PensacolaNavyDays.com.
It should be a lot of fun. And I know that we at the installation are looking forward to seeing what the city has planned, you know, for the military presence. It's not just Navy Day. It's not just Navy. All right. You know, we've got a bunch of different stuff going on as well. So part of Naval Air Station Pensacola is Corry Station.
That's right? Correct. Yeah.
All
people
of our
forget
cyber
a little
warfare.
Bit. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. That's part of the base right there. And all of the cyber stuff that's going on. You know, that's the Navy at Pensacola trains all these aviators, right? They're going out and they're doing all kinds of great stuff. If you're coming into the Navy and you're going to work on an airplane, fly an airplane to be associated with, you are going to come through Naval Air Station Pensacola. The same can be said if you're working in any of our cyber type of information or materials like that. You're going to be coming through NAS Pensacola's Corry Station, right? So it's great that we've got these guys and these men and women that are coming through here, and the support the community has offered, not just recently, but for generations. I mean, this is going back.
Oh, no question about it. And I know so many people when I used to work out on the beach that come in and say, well, I'm retiring here now, but I was stationed here or I took my boot camp here, you know, yep. their original 20, 30 years ago.
No, it's always been a good one. But like I said, there's a ton of stuff that's always happening at Naval Air Station Pensacola. And one of the programs that we've always had something great, you know, going on with is the Fleet and Family Support Center. They've got some really good stuff. Roger here, you know, has a job that, you know, we're here today to talk mostly about, what is it, Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month.
Correct.
So this is something that goes on across the country and at DOD installations around the world. But I think it's kind of something that, you know, we need to look at maybe having every day.
It is. It's something we should do year-round. Mm-hmm. I know April is the month that we kind of highlight the events and bring awareness to this problem that has been devastating to our military as well as our community around NAS Pensacola and Pensacola itself. We know that sexual violence is one of those harmful, hurtful things that we do to each other. And they can have long-lasting and harmful effects on the individual who has been sexually assaulted, but it also will affect their family, their members, and the community around them.
So the theme of the month, you know, was sexual assault awareness and prevention, just highlighting, you know, not so much just the things that people, you know, stuff that they can look for and some of the resources that are available for individuals.
Right. So we have our SAPR program, which is a 24-hour day, 7 days a week program. We have a three-tier response to ensure that there's always somebody available to answer our call. So we have a primary, secondary, and we have an on-call SARC. And if for some reason that doesn't work, we have the DOD Safe Helpline as a catch-all that they can call either in the United States or overseas that will get them connected to a resource that's close to them to give them assistance immediately.
So once again, you know, these are things that we hope we never have to, correct, you know, do. But I want to say that, you know, just looking at, you know, the way things that I've seen over my years associated with the Department of Defense as well as the U.S. Navy, you know, just they care about what happens. And it's not just, sexual assault, if that happens to an individual, it's not just them. It can impact the people that are around them as well. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the resources that are available for, you know, the individual as well as some of their family members?
Right. So under the SAPR program, they have availability to talk to a SARC or a victim advocate.
So explain what a SARC is.
Yeah. A SARC is a sexual assault response coordinator. This is the individual who actually coordinates all the care.
And like coordinates with law enforcement. Is that a counselor or more of a coordinator?
It's like more of a coordinator. Mm-hmm. We do have licensed medical and non-medical counselors that can actually work with our clients, that can give them those behavioral health or those counseling needs that they would need to help them through this process. We also allow them and get them connected with legal law enforcement, either on or off base. We do have victim advocates that do work in the civilian side with Pensacola PD that also can assist and help them through the civilian process if needed, not only the military process with us.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a VLC, which is the victim's legal counselor, which will actually be a lawyer appointed to them that can actually assist them through the process and actually look over their rights, kind of like the rape shield law that we have in our normal communities today, which will ensure that their rights are not violated along the process.
And all of that starts at the Fleet and Family Support Center.
Correct.
And so what's one of the contacts for that? Do you get a phone number?
Yes, like I have a phone number for you. So the immediate phone number for the on-call is 850-449-9231.
Okay. So anybody that's had an instance where they feel that they need to report that's a number that they're going to call.
Correct.
There's always a lot of, misconceptions and things like that that can go along with somebody that's talking about this sort of thing. What you guys do is make sure that the individual's taken care of, and you'll extend to them some resources that are available. In your professional capacity, you know, the job that you're doing right now, you're going to see some of the stuff. That's the worst. But what I want to talk about really is how empowering what you guys do is for the person. You know what I mean? You're making sure that they're getting the help that they need, the resources they need, and putting a good face forward for them.
Right. So every time we meet somebody, we give them a professional, empathetic response. And everything we do is victim-driven or victim-centered care that we perform. We want to make sure that we give them all the information they have so we can re-empower them to make the choices for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that sexual assault is a power-based incident to where you take away someone's right to choose, but we re-empower them to give them that. So we want to ensure that we re-empower them in enough to where they can make the choices for themselves with the information. And we support that decision and we advocate to ensure that decision is carried out.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts this morning from NAS Pensacola, and we're just listening to, we have Ensign Clarabelle Knizoff, did I say it right? Yay!
Yes, ma'am.
And Bruce Cummins, who is their public affairs officer, but also, who's so informative this morning, Roger Davidson, who is the supervisor with the Sexual Assault Response Coordinator. So thank you for being here, because this topic is very, very relevant and important.
Thank you, ma'am.
You look on the news and you're going to see something, mm-hmm. About this. And the military is a cross-section of society. And so, unfortunately, we'll have things like that. But awareness of this issue and creating a culture within the ranks, I think, is important. It's something that you guys are trying to do as well, something that you guys stress.
Right. So throughout the year, we do our regular annual training and different training requirements based on the recommendations of the command and some of the trends that we may possibly see,
mm-hmm.
Because we want to educate all of our sailors, our Department of Defense employees, as well as our NAF employees as well. We want to make sure they know the outlet, because there's some changes that are kind of come down. We're just waiting for the final word that's going to open it up for DOD civilians to report sexual assaults to the SARC, which was never something that they were allowed to do.
Oh, okay. Then that's a new change.
That's going to be some changes that are going to come down.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just waiting on a final approval before we move forward.
And, you've got here, like we were talking about before, this is 60% of the fleet is training here. They're coming out here, to get their initial training or maybe some C schools or some stuff like that out before they head on out to the fleet and everything. But a lot of them, this is their first experience in the military. So of this stuff, they might not even have heard of. And I know that you guys are doing a good job of getting some stuff out. I know that there's a Fleet and Family Support Center website as well as some social media. Is that, are those sources that you guys are put some of that information on?
Yes, we put it on our Fleet and Family Facebook site. But also when the Navy sailors enter through Great Lakes, they get indoctrinated or trained for the SAPR program from the very beginning. So as they go from installation to installation, we do something called an indoct training that we get to meet with them initially and kind of put our numbers out there and our contact information just in case. And sometimes just from having those trainings, we'll get someone who walks up to us who's asking for assistance at that time immediately. Because something sometimes happens through transition coming from Great Lakes to NAS Pensacola, and they didn't know how to handle it at that time. So we want to make sure that we have that those faces there to give that helping hand when they need it.
And is your department also responsible for those that are deployed overseas, or is that a different group, or how does that work?
It's going to be a different group of individuals. So a lot of forward deploys, sometimes we have an embedded AUVA or administrative uniform victim advocate and a uniform victim advocate within every command, because that's what they're required to have. But at those major deployed, forward deployed areas, we do have other SARCs that are available to help. So that's the one good thing about our program. Regardless of what service you're a part of, you can go to any SARC in DOD and they can actually take your sexual assault complaint or incident report and actually move forward with it and give you services.
Outstanding. That was something I did not, I wasn't aware of that. Actually, I wasn't aware of that. I've been around for a second.
I just think of that because I know so many people who are here, but they have family members who are deployed at this
time. You know, that's great information on that. And once again, creating the culture of moving away, you know, from some of this sort of thing and ensuring that individuals have the resources that they're going to need. I just think that's important. And I think what Fleet and Family Support Center does is you can't put enough props to it. All right, there, because if you're not happy at home, you're not going to do well at the job. You know, we've all heard that before, but there is a lot of truth to it and all that. Once again, Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month in April. All right, but this is something that I think that we're looking at every day. Can you give me some of those contact information again as well and some of the websites?
So the website for Fleet and Family, go to Fleet and Family's website on Facebook. Just type in Fleet and Family NAS Pensacola. That should pull up our Facebook site. But if you need immediate assistance, for if you're in the NAS Pensacola area and you need to meet with the sexual assault response coordinator, please call 850-449-9231.
Now, if you're in immediate danger, obviously you're going to contact
911. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, but Roger's given some great information on that. I hope that individuals have been able to, take something away from what he's been talking about here. It's never a comfortable topic to talk about, but it is something that we take quite seriously. I know at NAS Pensacola and throughout the Navy and DOD, this is something that's been looked at over and over again, and we just want to make sure that we have the putting out the information that people are going to need to know in the event they're going to need those services. What are some of the other things that Fleet and Family Support Center has going on?
Well, we have different things. So we have the virtual work and family life. We have deployment readiness support. We have transition assistance, relocation assistance, to name some. Personal finance, so we can actually help people with budgets and things of that nature to kind of help make their paycheck stretch a little farther if that's what they need to do.
Can civilians take advantage of that one? I'm just kidding.
You know, there's an easy way that they can.
I always need help stretching my budget.
There's an easy way that they can do that. They just got to go to a Navy recruiting office.
Yeah. Oh, so. Okay.
Or get married.
Oh, there you. Well, okay. I mean, that's I'm open.
My husband did.
Okay.
And that's just to name a few. Life skills, exceptionally family member program to make sure they had the services when a sailor comes to our location to make sure we had those medical services available for that family member. Counseling services, new parent support groups.
Oh, that's a big one.
Oh, that is a good one. Yeah.
Okay. Family advocacy program, our sale program to help with suicide awareness and things of that nature, to help individuals who might be going through crisis, to kind of help talk to them and get them the services that they need as well.
Fleet and Family Support Center aboard Naval Air Station Pensacola. A lot of things for the service member, but as well as some of the as the family members. You know, that's one of the things they pride themselves on. It says it in the name, Fleet and Family, Support Center. So, you know, just a lot of great stuff that they're doing. Roger, thanks for, you know, spending some time here. And I wanted to make sure that people knew not only, you know, Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month, you know, in April this year, but something to take a look at throughout the year. And also to remember some of the programs that they've got. Again, that is the Fleet and Family Support Center, NAS Pensacola, if you want to search that on Facebook. That's got some schedules of classes that are upcoming and, you know, some other things that they could take a look at. Did want to reiterate, if individuals are going to the Naval Air Station Pensacola, areas of public interest, all right, you got to go through the West Gate. I think we forgot to say that before.
Yeah, that's at the south end of Blue Angel Parkway. And there's some changes recently. If you want to enter through the West Gate, again, it opens up at 9 a.m., I believe. You're going to have a real ID.
Okay, that's going to take place May 7th. Okay,
so just about May 7th. A week to get that taken care of. And we did have a text from one of our listeners that asked, can they use their veteran card to get on base?
There are some things. It depends on what veteran card they have. The VA issues what's called a Veterans Health Identification Card. That
he's
could be what he's talking
VA
about.
VA ID. So.
It's going to be that. That could grant them access to the installation. So they should be all right with that. But they'll want to actually get a hold of the Visitor Control Center. And they'll be able to verify that. She's going to get you that number right now. Once again, May 7th, real ID or passport. That's the only thing that we're going to be able to get you on board Naval Air Station Pensacola to check out some of the areas of public interest, such as the lighthouse. The
So much fun to go to the lighthouse. The National Naval Air Museum is just amazing.
Yeah, the National Naval Aviation Museum.
Beautiful.
It is outstanding. They do such a phenomenal job. And then, of course, a lot of people are coming to watch the Blue Angels practices. Check the National Naval Aviation Museum website for those. Those are the only official sources of information on accessing the installation. Is going to be through the NAS Pensacola social media pages, as well as access requirements for the museum are going to be on the museum's website and Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. Now, to get a hold of the Pensacola Visitors Control Center, just call 850-452-4153. They should be able to give you a little bit of information about some of the things you'll need to know and what IDs are going to be acceptable. But just remember, May 7th, real ID or passport. That's what they're going to get you on.
And they're back now. The Blues are in town, so they'll be rehearsing locally this week. If someone wants to know the schedule, where do they go to see that?
The only authorized place that those are going to go is going to come through the Naval Air Station Pensacola social media pages, as well as the National Naval Aviation Museum.
There you go.
So you just type in National Naval Aviation Museum. It's got a whole laundry list of stuff on there to get you ready to come and have a great adventure seeing the Blue Angels practice, as well as the areas of public interest, lighthouse.
The weather's going to be gorgeous this week for it, so it should be great to be able to watch the practices. And one of my favorite things to do is watch it on the water. We have lots of charter companies now on the beach that will take you out for a Blue Angels cruise. There's nothing better than being underneath the Blue Angels when they practice.
The only authorized place to watch them on the installation, the only place you can watch them on the air station is at the museum flight line.
Okay.
All right, just wanted to let you know there's a lot of people that think they can go to some other areas of the base. At the end of the day, it's an operational military installation, so there's only one place that you can go for that.
All right. Well, thank you all for being here. We had our friends here from NAS Pensacola. We had Ensign Claribel Knizoff. We also had with us Bruce Cummings, who's their public affairs officer. And thank you so much to Roger Davidson, who was here with us talking about this month, April, as Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Thank you all for being here.
Thanks so much. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Motivation Monday.
Motivation Monday. You got it.